With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Early reports say a strong earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has claimed the lives of at least 250 people. More than 400 have been injured. Authorities fear those numbers will climb. Beijing is rolling out the red carpet for more than a dozen world leaders this week. A huge military parade will commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. United States and many Western nations, though, will not be represented. More and more Americans are realizing that President Trump's crime initiative in Washington, D.C., was badly needed.
Bringing back order to Union Station. I remember you coming in Union Station 30 years ago. It was beautiful. Beautiful restaurants, shops, and now there's is homelessness and drug addicts, and you're scared to walk through them. My daughters, come to D.C. to visit. I'm afraid for them to walk through Union Station.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says even some of his critics are praising the president's Washington crime initiative.
The mayor, the Democratic liberal mayor, has said as much. I mean, crime's down double digits. Carjackings are down 80%. When my wife walks the dogs, I think she feels safer already. It makes a huge difference. So I think what he's doing here is important because it's showing the path to these cities that they can control their destiny.
Shares mixed in Asia Monday, with Chinese shares getting after surveys showed a slight improvement in factory data. Hong Kong's Hang Seng jumped 2%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 index fell 2%. Surveys showed a meager improvement that suggested Chinese manufacturing is holding up. By the way, U.S. markets, of course, will be closed Monday because of Labor Day. This is SRN News. A new study looks at LGBT Americans and religion.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Vietnam raiding a house church. 20 Christians were worshiping in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building, then rushed in, arresting several people. Open Door says it's all part of a bad trend in Nam, saying most alarming the increased oppression of those churches. This is SRN News. Well, Customs and Border Patrol Senior Advisor Ron Vitello says there's been a shocking decline in an attempted illegal border crossing since under President Trump compared to the nearly 6,000 every day from the Biden administration.
That was the Border Patrol encounter numbers for the entirety of the Biden administration. Right now, the seven-day average is about 150. So we went from well over almost 6,000 to 150.
Vitello was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. A grand jury has indicted two civilian workers on charges they caused the Navy to provide the Hawaii Department of Health with false information about jet fuel that spilled from a Pearl Harbor storage facility 4 years ago and then seeped into drinking water that left at least 6,000 people on the island sick. More details at srnnews.com.